Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you don't know, Salt and his wife Sarah had a baby, a little girl. Her name is CP, and she hasn't been sleeping very well. And yeah. She finally slept through the night last night, but Salt didn't. What happened?
She was, man, it's been crazy. Lately, yeah, she's been in a room, and she'll wake up every couple hours, and she's teething. Right. So it's understandable. You got razor blades shooting through your gums. You're going to, of course, wake up and scream.
I just can't imagine. Those things that babies go through. And I realize we grow teeth later, like when you're 8, but still.
No, they say that adults...
Good God almighty, what that must feel like.
They say adults can't handle this pain.
I'm sure.
They literally, it's crazy. So last night, my wife puts her down, and we had yesterday was a great day for her and I in the afternoon, me and CP. Like, she was on her schedule. She took a nice little nap. Wasn't too long, wasn't too short.
Right.
Did that. Had some food, had some solid food, had formula. I'm like, okay, this is good. This is good. We're ready for bedtime. A little fussy at bedtime, but Sarah put her down for bed. She's in her crib, and then about, you know, an hour later, that's all we can stay up by ourselves because we're just too tired. We're
worn out.
We go to bed. And then about an hour later, I'm like, I haven't heard anything. Is the baby monitor on? So then I wake up. Baby monitor's on. Baby's doing fine. Okay, great. Go back to sleep. 2 seconds later, wait, what? Was that, did I hear something? Is that, and then I look over and Sarah's doing the same thing. Sarah is literally just staring at the baby monitor. Just like sleeping, staring at it.
Right.
And then she'll go to sleep and then like wake up and just be staring right back at the baby monitor.
So even when the baby sleeps, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
You cannot win for trying.
Then
well,
like,
you're shell shocked now.
Yeah, no. You're so used to sleeping, you know. I mean, I don't want to say it's like war, but you know, you're sleeping in a foxhole, you know? And you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. So you try and get as much sleep as you can for the interim of time. So around, that was like at like 9 o'clock. So then... around 11:30, 12 o'clock, this is the time when I usually wake up, go into the other room, soothe her a little bit, and then boom, we're done.
Right.
Nothing. I'm hearing nothing. I'm hearing, and we got new windows in the house, so I'm not even hearing anything outside either. So it's like quiet. I'm like, what is this sound?
You're so not used to it.
What is happening?
Now you can't sleep.
Yes. And so now I'm kind of awake, and I'm like, what's happening? Is my nose stuffy? No, my nose isn't stuffy. So what's happening? I should be sleeping. This is optimal sleeping conditions.
And you can't.
And I can't sleep. And I look over. Sarah, still staring at the baby monitor.
Oh, my gosh.
Just staring at the baby monitor. I'm like, has she done anything? No. I'm like, it's almost like we're waiting for her to do something.
Yeah.
And then you got to go in and listen to her to see if she's breathing.
No. I don't want to touch the door because 160-year-old house,
right.
Everything creaks.
Yep.
So I know the floorboards are creak and her door definitely creaks. So I'm not rolling in there.
We used to leave the door open between our room and Barrett's room so we could do that because we were afraid to wake him up if he was sleeping.
We don't because we got jerk cats. And they'll jump in bed with her and sleep with her.
So now you are, even though she's sleeping with one eye open, which I imagine you'll be doing until she's 18 years old. So now when she hits that age where she's sneaking out the house, girl, I've been having 1 year on you since you were born.
You knows what's up. No, it's crazy. Yeah, so then, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, you should sleep. You should sleep. So I try to sleep. And then like 20 minutes before my alarm goes off, it's like 3 o'clock. And I'm like, anything? Anything? And Sarah's still. Look over at her, staring at the baby monitor. Have you heard anything? No. Is it on? And as I get up, I hear a in the other room. So she literally just slept through the entire night.
That's wonderful news.
But you did.
Is it?
Didn't sound like wonderful news to me. It sounded like
you had a
horrible
night. I kind of want her just to, freaking me out.
I'm up. You got to be up.
Yeah. Is there a point at which, Carson, though, that you get used to them actually sleeping and then you sleep too?
Yeah. 3 tequilas.
Okay.
Let me know you're alive. That's pretty much all I want to know.
Can you put a little monitor on with the baby monitor? Little heart doot, doot. Yeah. So you know that the heart is still beating.
I need something.
Well, we used to turn it up so loud just so you could... like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had it too loud to where we were hearing all kinds of weird... We were hearing ourselves. We were getting feedback because you could hear us snoring in our room on the baby monitor.
Does yours have the LED readout where the lights flash? Ours had an LED readout. You could turn the screen off, but you could still see the sound bars moving.
Oh,
oh my gosh, you could hear their so, like their
yeah. So if you
I don't
want
know,
the, if you
I'll
didn't
to
want
check
the,
that,
if you so you could turn the screen off, but then you could still see the sound bar flash.
I'm almost positive right now. If I called my wife, she would still be staring at that baby right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.